This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to this daily devotional special. We're doing a series on Psalm 91, and this is part one, and indeed verse one. But I felt I wanted to read the entire psalm to you so that we can get context of where we are and what the psalmist is actually saying. He says this: "Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so that you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with long life and give them my salvation." Hallelujah and glory to God. That psalm is so intensely powerful. I was praying with a friend the other day, and I just happened to say to this person, "I want you to do something for me. I want you to just go to the Bible," and I wouldn't advocate this normally, but I just felt I needed to say this to this person, and I said, "Open the Bible. Just open it. Flip it open." And it opened and fell on Psalm 91. And every single word of this psalm was relevant to this friend. It was really, really relevant and important. So I felt the Lord wanted me to break this down and to do what is commonly known as an exegesis on this psalm. That means to open it up. That means to expand the Word of God. And that's what I'm going to do. So, Psalm 91 then, and verse 1 says this: "Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty." Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. My question to you today is this: do you live in the shelter of the Almighty? I want you to imagine that God Almighty himself has this huge umbrella. And everywhere outside this umbrella, it is pouring down with rain and hailstones and snow and wind. But this particular umbrella is staying up and is solid and is not shakeable and is not moving around. But this shadow, this whole umbrella is open before you. It's a huge canopy. You can make a decision Whether you're going to stand outside the umbrella and try and go it alone, try and do it yourself, or whether you are going to be under that umbrella. Now, those of us who follow the Lord Jesus Christ, those of us who follow the Lord God Almighty, those of us who have been imbued with the Holy Spirit, we say this, we say we are under that umbrella. Why? Because that's where we need to be. In times of trouble, in times of battle, when we become battle weary because we haven't been wearing our armor, our protection, we become jaded and we become tired and we become so weary from the battle, from this constant daily battle that we have with the evil one and his minions. We are in a battle, beloved, and when you're in battle, you cannot stay in battle all the time. Any war that has been fought, any war that has been raged anywhere in the world, the soldiers, the ones that were fighting that battle, they have had rest. They had to have rest, because if they didn't, they would die of exhaustion anyway, so that would be completely pointless. Beloved, we're in a battle, and when we're in a battle, we need rest. And this first verse explains exactly what you need to do. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High. In other words, that word live is exciting. Do you just pop in and out of the Lord's canopy now and again? Do you just sort of say, well, you know, I'm living okay, everything's going all right. But sometimes I get so down, I need to just pop under that canopy just for a minute, and then I can go out again. I can go into the world and I can carry on. No. The psalmist is saying those who live in the shelter of the Most High, and that means you spend most of your time under that canopy. If I were to ask you the question, where do you live? You would say such and such an address, in such and such a town, in such and such a country, somewhere in the world. And you spend most of your time there. You're only out working for 8 or 9 hours a day, maybe. So most of your time you are spent living in your house, because it's a place of safety. It's a place of refuge. It's where you feel safe and secure. Because you're with your family, you're in your four walls. Those four walls are yours. But God Almighty now says to you today, do you live under my canopy? Are you living in the shelter of the Most High? Because if you make a decision that you want to do that, and you want to live in the shelter of the Most High, you are going to find such rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Jesus said these words, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Why did he say that? Because all he needed to do was to look around him and see these people who were jaded, who were tired, who were weary. And he said, if you're feeling that way, then come to me and rest, and I will hold you up. I will fill you full of energy. It's wonderful to know that we can rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I can see it now. I can see this beautiful picture of the Almighty standing there, and he is casting such a wonderful shadow. And we are in his shadow. We are beside him. We are under his canopy. And he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, Lord God, thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are and what you do for us. Thank you, Lord, that you care about us so much that 2,000 years ago you sent your Son to a cruel death on a cross at Calvary so that we could be reconciled with you, glorious Father. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling us full of your joy. And we say, we love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. And we will follow you for the rest of our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And amen.